Anyway, earlier this week, there was talk that the government may be set to review prenuptial agreements, or prenups as we call them. This news comes after the Minister for Justice held meetings with farming groups. Farmers are concerned about what will happen to farms in the case where a son or daughter may get divorced down the road. So what's the current situation with prenups in Ireland? Is it worth having one? And if you do have one, how does it stand up in court, if at all? Well, Solicitor Paula Duffy specialises in family law, and she can hopefully answer these questions. Paula, welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Dave.
Now, firstly, Paula, what is the current standing on prenups in Ireland?
Well, prenups at the moment, they are enforceable, but they are capable of variation under the present law. They're a factor that can be considered by a court or not considered as it sees fit in either a separation or a divorce. Now, and just to let you know that under the legislation, the court has a number of items that it must take into account when making provision for a separation or divorce. And the report group on prenups advised that the legislation will be changed to add in prenuptial agreements as one of those factors.
Right, okay. Now, we're talking here about a contract entered into prior to marriage. There's also postnups as well. I might talk about that in a second or two. But we're talking maybe the division of property and spousal support and the forfeiture of assets as a result of divorce or, on grounds of adultery or whatever. So there's all different sort of ways to approach this, and there's all different things that people are looking for from them. So if you have a prenup with your husband or wife in Ireland, does it mean very little or nothing if you split up at the moment?
At the moment, it probably means very little because we haven't got it enshrined in our legislation. And what I mean, a court can certainly take cognizance of it. And the determining point for a court is, of course, to make proper provision for the parties, and that's at time of the separation or time of the divorce. Now, as one of the factors, they may well look at a prenuptial agreement and say, well, that was what you intended, that makes sense, and we will take it into account.
Okay, well, then, like,
they don't have to do that.
Yeah, and I presume, like, there's certain legal stuff that would have to be done in regards to what the outcome might be, that it must be in writing, it must be executed voluntarily and full and fair disclosure at the time of execution and all those kind of things.
Yes, so, that's right.
And executed by both parties, obviously, right?
Yes, and they must give full financial disclosure before signing it, which means generally, from a legal point of view, means swearing an affidavit and giving vouching documentation. And then they have to be independently advised. And also, the report recommended that it's not entered into within 28 days of a marriage.
All
which
right,
makes
okay.
Sense, of course, for not to have anybody under pressure.
And so, we're not like America or other jurisdictions, I suppose, where it is a sworn legal document and it is enforceable.
Well, different jurisdictions have different rules. I mean, for example, America and California would generally implement them, and there's a very good summary in the report about the various jurisdictions. But we're not at that stage. Our Divorce Act only came in 1996, and it sets out what a court has to consider. And it includes a separation agreement if the parties have previously separated and now want a divorce. But it does not include prenuptial agreements, and what the report recommended is that the law be changed so that is added in as a factor for a judge to consider in making proper provision, but not as a binding, not to be totally binding on a judge.
Actually, Paul, I'm going to put you on the spot. Sorry, I'm going to ask you, what do you think of prenups? I mean, only because of, a lot of people would say it is the smart way to enter a marriage, to have a backup plan, if you like. And, a lot of people would say it's like having if you were in America, having an earthquake kit. You know, you hope you're never going to need it, but you live your life with more security knowing that it's there. So what do you think of prenups?
First of all, can I say it's not a very romantic
I know that. See, that's the point.
I'm finding that in practice, actually. I mean, sometimes people do ask me about it, and I explain the law, and I say, well, look, if you want to do one, we should do it properly with all of this information and sworn affidavits or declarations. And most people don't do it, to be quite honest. I mean, I think it will become a bigger issue, and obviously with the farmers' report during the week and discussions, it is certainly becoming an issue. And Michael McDougall anticipated that when he got the report group to do a study on this in 2006. So, and that's a very good baseline. I think it won't ever be fully decisive, because I think a court has to make proper provision, and what might be a very good agreement 5-10 years ago mightn't be so good now.
Yeah.
You know, property, now, for example, you know, property values have fallen hugely, and I'm sure there's a lot of farmers out there who, if they had signed a prenuptial agreement back in the boom times, would not be able to implement it now.
Yeah, true enough. But I can well understand why farmers would be worried, and why it's come to the fore over the last week or so. Because, would have 100% legitimate concerns, no question. I mean, farmers are pushing for it to look out for their land when it passes on to younger generations. What could happen here?
Well, it's like all family law. I mean, it's a very sad time for the entire family. But the reality is, if there's enough assets, they can separate on reasonably good terms, and nobody is, made impecunious.
Sure.
But the problem is, if there's not enough assets to go around, then the courts, in the absence of agreement, and I should say that in most family law cases, end up settling. But in the absence of agreement, a court will have to make provision, and that may mean making orders in relation to land.
Well, the ICMSA President John Comers has been saying, we think that the legal status of prenuptial agreements should be clarified at least. So, the survey by the Irish Examiner and the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association found that 3/4 of farmers are in favour of prenups being brought into law. And you've got to understand, farmers have land and farmers that go back through generations. They don't want to lose it.
Yes, I can totally understand that. I come from a farming background myself, so I'm very conscious of it. But I think it's opening up the discussion, which is great. And I was very interested to see that the report included male and female participants. And I think the new generation are getting more businesslike. I see it already with couples who are going into second relationships, and maybe are older couples who have assets, and they certainly are very quite businesslike about their arrangements. I think it hasn't really happened because we only have divorced since 1996, and I think it is becoming an issue. It is something that has already been flagged by Michael McDougall and this report group, and I think it's very opportune to have the farmers raise this now and to have the minister look at it.
Okay, well, not just farmers, but right across the whole spectrum of society. I mean, doesn't a prenup prevent divorce from entering what you might call ugly territory, where both parties might be out for blood?
Well, you see, Dave, the thing about that is you may end up with a pre-litigation deciding is your prenup valid or not.
Yeah.
I mean, it can be because it's a contract. So it could actually encourage some litigation. But yes, I mean, if everything all going well, of course, first of all, couples entering a marriage aren't thinking of breaking up. As you say, the prenup should be like an umbrella for them in the event that the worst happens. And hopefully they will be properly done and people will be satisfied with the terms and they can settle their arrangements at time of separation or divorce on that basis. And if not, what I would really like to see is that it is one of the factors enshrined in legislation for the courts to consider.
Okay, so clarifying financial rights and all of those things, there's no harm in sitting down and working about all of those things. But do you think a prenup is, as you say, the unromantic side of it all? Do you think we could get over the unromantic side of it all and say, no, it's just totally 100% practical and it makes sense?
I think that will happen as it becomes more an item for discussion. I think it's so new to the Irish culture. I mean, divorce is relatively new. I think it will definitely become more businesslike and more practical. And I think couples going into relationships now, a lot of them have lived together, a lot of them are older and they have their own wealth. Sometimes there's children from other relationships. So they certainly, a lot of my clients are very practical about these things and to go in with their eyes wide open. And I think the more discussion about it and the more openness, then once people are properly informed, they can make up their own minds. And if both parties are happy to enter into a prenuptial, then the legislation should be there to recognise it. And they should go and get proper advice is very important, because I've seen on the website, you can go in and get prenup downloaded here. Under no circumstances should you do that. You need proper advice.
I mean, the celebrities and the whole thing in America and that, there's an awful lot. Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel, if he cheats, she was going to get a 500,000 kind of thing. And there's all sorts of Catherine Zeta-Jones. She was getting $500,000 every year from Michael Douglas, whether he cheated or not. But the one of the biggest ones was Tiger Woods and his wife. Like, she was going to get $20 million if he stayed with her for 10 years. He cheated and she got $750 million, which is a pretty good cheat from her point of view, I think, although I shouldn't be looking at it like that, of course. But my point is, like, you know, like, that's in the completely different world of madness.
That's what I'm saying. And I think that's where we were at. I think most people, most of your listeners would think of prenup as something that happens for celebrities and for big money cases. And I think what's happening now, as we've got more used to divorce and more used to property divisions and to the issues that arise in second relationships and everything that goes with it, I think people are getting more practical and realising it's not just celebrities, that this could apply to us as well. And as you say, particularly farmers.
Yeah, well, that's just it. Like, prenups are not just for the rich, certainly not anymore.
No,
the complications of families and the way it all is now.
That's right. So I think, you know, and we have a very savvy young population coming up.
Yeah.
And I think this will certainly be an issue in the future. I think it will be more acceptable as we all talk about it.
Yeah.
I think this report went a long way towards giving the background and the recommendations. And the minister now has said she will review it as well. But obviously on the basis that it would be, you know, that it would give proper provision for everybody.
Yeah, and like, there is a possibility that an Oireachtas committee could be asked to hold hearings on the issue after the Minister for Justice, Frances Fitzgerald, takes a look at her review, as you call it. America, it does seem everybody has a prenup kind of thing, but if we just get it right across the board of the whole thing, do you think that in so many ways it's just all to do with clarifying financial rights, avoiding arguments in case of divorce, and it does actually make sense because there's so many more things involved as well? For instance, how a child can be raised and what religion they should be.
Absolutely, and then major things like pensions, investments. I think all of those issues will be up for discussion. I think but again, circumstances change. We're talking about families here. We're talking about human relationships. I mean, things happen. You could sign a prenup in absolutely good faith and with every intention of honouring it, and I'm sure a lot of people will honour it when the time comes, but circumstances can change and the court really has to have overriding jurisdiction to have a look at that and make sure that what was decided was fair. And I think that's the way it will probably go.
And do you think then in general that the law is becoming, is friendlier the right word, towards, you know, the whole idea of prenups as they become more common?
I think not really, actually, not in my practice,
right.
And in most of my colleagues' practices, and there hasn't been litigation on it. I think that will happen as time goes on, and with, you know, and already the debate has started. I think personally, I love certainty for my clients. I think the last thing anybody wants when they're going through a difficult separation or divorce is the trauma of a full court case and the uncertainty and the costs. So, like, certainly, the more certainty we can have, the better for our clients and for society.
And do you find with the recent legislation changing the last time that you would have a different kind of a portfolio or a different look at prenups for same-sex couples, or does it all still apply?
Well, it all applies. It's all the same, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the civil partnerships legislation is similar to the divorce and separation legislation, and now we're going to have the same-sex marriages. But interestingly, cohabitants can actually make arrangements to enter into an agreement.
Right.
They're outside the marriage legislation.
Right. By the way, Paula, I'm going to ask you a personal question. Are you married?
I am.
Do you have a prenup?
No, I don't. Thankfully. I was pre those times, Dave.
Right. Fair play to you. All right. Well, listen, yeah. Paula Duffy, thank you so much for talking to us
Not
on the programme today. Good luck, Paula.
Thank you, Dave.
Take it easy. Bye.
Bye.